You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Good, good, good.
Hi, Mary Kay.
Counting down the days. I'm ready for football. I'm not going to lie. I'm ready. I'm bored out of my mind. Other than baseball, for the most part. I'm bored. I need to get to football. I got to get there. Help me, Mary Kay. All right, what's the hottest thing? What's the latest thing with the quarterback situation right now? I know you had a really good story about breaking down one of those quarterbacks in particular.
Yeah, you know, I have a little series running right now, and it's on how each one of these guys can win the quarterback competition. So Kenny Pickett ran sometime last week, and then and I just tweeted that out again this morning. And then today, the Joe Flacco one got posted. So running through this, and then, of course, we'll still have Dylan will be next, and then Shador will come last. So just kind of going through what each guy can possibly do, what maybe their strengths are, maybe some of their shortcomings, and how they can get her done.
Why does it feel to me, Mary Kay, that if Joe Flacco is the starting quarterback this year, a lot of things went wrong?
Well, there's a lot of different ways that you can look at that. I think that if Joe Flacco is the starting quarterback this year, it probably just means that in week one, he is the most ready to go out there and win a football game for the Cleveland Browns. I don't necessarily think it means that a lot of things went wrong. I just think from a readiness standpoint, perhaps he's the one that would have the best handle on the scheme, have the best chemistry with his wide receivers and things like that. It doesn't mean that that Kenny can't swoop in there and steal that job by them, but he's really going to have to show that he has a complete mastery of this scheme and this system and that they don't have to dial it back a lot to put him in there. So these will be some considerations, and I do think that that as the preseason goes along, it will become evident.
Do you still think Pickett's kind of the leading guy for this thing right now, or do you think it's Joe?
I think those guys are probably kind of neck and neck, and it will be determined by style is another thing. I think as they go through training camp, and especially those joint practices, particularly the two against the Eagles, I think the starting quarterback will reveal that he's the guy.
If you're the front office or you're Kevin Stefanski and you're looking at the schedule, and you see what's ahead of you, how much does that influence who your starting quarterback might be early on in the season?
I don't think that it's going to influence it a lot. I actually have been thinking about that a lot myself. I do think the grueling early part of the schedule is going to be a factor, but I don't think they're looking at it that way. I think that they're just going to choose their quarterback based on what they see in these practices and in these games, and they are not going to let the opponent and the early part of the schedule dictate what they decide to do. That's part of the blocking it out factor that will be part of this quarterback competition. They're not going to let that factor in, because anything can happen. Your opponent could have a quarterback issue in the first weeks of the season, and you're not going to see some of the top quarterbacks or their defensive end or whatever the case may be. But I just don't think that they're going to look at that as a humongous factor.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. I think there's something interesting going on with the Washington Commanders right now, and that's with wide receiver Terry McLaurin and contract situation. He wants paid. He had a great year with Jaden Daniels. They brought in Deebo Samuel, which helps them, might not help Terry McLaurin, and there's thought that he might get traded. If you're the Browns, Mary Kay, you going to check into that? You going to take a shot?
Well, I
like McLaurin.
Yeah, I like McLaurin a lot, too, and the Browns will always check into anything like that. They will always do that, but I don't get the sense that they're clamoring for a big, high-priced receiver this season. I think if they're going to do something like that, it's going to be next season when they also add potentially their quarterback of the future. I think this year they're probably not going to break the bank on somebody like that. But, of course, when a Terry McLaurin comes along, you have to at least consider it. You have to at least look into it, weigh the pros and cons, and determine what that might look like over the next, 4 years or something like that. So I wouldn't rule it out, but I don't get the sense right now that they're looking to add a big high-priced receiver.
What would the price tag be? I know a lot of teams are, checking into him. Is a second valid, or is that too much?
It's really hard to say. I haven't really gauged the price tag for him at this point. That might be a little high depending on what you have to pay the player. So you have to weigh in the cost of, the contract and all of those kinds of things against what you're willing to give up in draft pick compensation. I'm sure some team will think at least about giving them a two. I'm not sure the Browns would.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
If you're Kevin Stefanski and you're walking into this thing and you're looking at your roster right now, and I know we're trying to tweak things, but where do you think he feels like they need the most? Scoring points obviously is one of those things, but where does the improvement really need to come from and beyond quarterback? So if that's the way you could look at it.
Well, I think it's just got to be the whole offense. I mean, if you look at last year, it was a disaster until they just went back to the drawing board and put in the old Kevin Stefanski scheme and just did what they know works with what they had. So now they've got Tommy Reese as offensive coordinator. They've got some new players. They've got a quarterback competition going on. They've got a completely overhauled running game. It's just the whole offensive operation from minute one has got to be so much better, and it will be. I think just almost by virtue of the fact that they will run the ball a lot more, and that's going to help the whole football team.
Mary Kay, the situation that the coaches find themselves in, do you think You think there are serious marching orders from above on this quarterback stuff? Or is it completely going to be who looks good here in training camp and in the preseason? I have no idea. I'm sitting here thinking it's a wide open four quarterback race, and not necessarily to start week one, but to be your main guy this year. What do you think there might be? Is there guidance from above? Is there pressure from above? What do you think it is?
I don't think so. I don't really think there's guidance or pressure from above. I think that Jimmy and Dee Haslam and the ownership group, they really would like to see the Browns win as many games as possible. But that is an organizational philosophy. That is not coming from above. That's something that Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski want as well. This is not, let's see if we can improve that Jacksonville, you know, that first round pick at all, or do anything more to make sure that we get the quarterback that we want next year. That's not what they're going to do this year. That's not how they're going to operate. They are going to go out there and they're going to try to win every single week. And that is the only mandate from anyone.
When you look at the new coaches that are in, the guys that they brought in, who do you think is going to have the biggest impact?
I would think Tommy Rees. I mean, not that they brought him in, mm-hmm. but the coaching change of him becoming offensive coordinator.
Okay.
I would think that would probably be the biggest thing, just because of all of the ramifications and everything that we're talking about. I mean, last year just didn't work out with Ken Dorsey. It just did not work. And these guys all have to be in alignment. It seems like they are. And now we have to just see what it looks like when they put it out on the grass.
What sense do you get about Rees as an offensive coordinator, Mary Kay? Is he on the same page as Kevin? I would assume in offensive philosophy to some extent, but everybody has their own thoughts and their own ways of doing things. What do you think Rees brings to this that will enhance what Kevin wants to do?
Well, I think what he brings is just that whole college concepts vibe. I mean, he's coming straight out of the college game. You know, he did last year come out of the college game. And he and Bill Musgrave, they both have a lot of thoughts and ideas on things that happened at that level. And I think they will incorporate some of those things. I think perhaps more quarterback movement and more motion and things like that. I do think that he will also run the ball a lot. I think you'll see more than just the typical thing that we saw with Joe Flacco when he played here in 2023. I think you, again, will see more quarterback movement when Tommy is kind of running the show.
America, I asked this yesterday, and I'm just wondering if all moves now made about this team, because the dome coming to fruition last week, and it just feels like everything pushing forward to going out to Brook Park, is like every move going to be scrutinized as like, oh, that's a move towards the dome, or yeah, you know, I just think that people are going to look at it like, oh, well, they got to make sure they have their quarterback by the end of next year, because they want to make sure they have that quarterback when they move into the dome. Like, I just have a feeling that that's going to be a catalyst for a lot of the things. I don't know. Have you heard that? I've heard that a little bit. I'm just curious if that's, and I don't know that that can be in the mindset of the front office, but, you know, it's kind of out there.
Well, they do plan their roster for years out. That's why they draft guys sometimes that are only 20 years old, because they are thinking 3, 4, 5 years ahead. So when you look at it from that standpoint, of course, then they would be looking at a quarterback that would flourish in a dome or enclosed stadium type of situation. So it's definitely going to be a factor, because you will have access to that quarterback for at least 5 years. And hopefully, if he gets to his second contract, a lot more than that. So, yes, I think that that will be a consideration.
All right, Mary Kay, let's count down those days as we get ready for camp, and we appreciate it. So thank you, Mary Kay. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Sure. Thanks, guys.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.